Thank you for joining us today. My name is James McLean, and I am the Vice President, General Counsel, and Corporate Secretary for Baytex Energy. Before we begin, I would like to provide a quick overview of the Lumi virtual meeting platform. You should now see an agenda on the left side of your screen. At the top of the agenda page is a legend showing four different icons. You may click on to access different parts of the platform. For example, to ask a question at any time, click the comment bubble icon. The voting icon will only be displayed once the polls are open. Note that if you are attending the meeting as a guest, you will not have the ability to ask questions or vote. Thank you, and I will now turn it over to the chair of our board, Mr. Mark Bly.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the annual meeting of shareholders of Baytex Energy. The meeting will now come to order. I am Mark Bly, the chair of the board of directors of Baytex, and I'll act as the chair of this meeting. As we are holding this meeting virtually, registered shareholders and duly appointed proxy holders are able to vote and to submit questions and comments. If you have a question or a comment, please submit it through the system now, and we will answer the question at the appropriate time. We will not be providing a presentation regarding the company's operations today, but I would encourage you to dial in to our Q1 results conference call, which is being held tomorrow, April 29th at 9 a.m. Mountain Time. The conference call details are available on the Baytex website. I shall ask James McLean to act as secretary of the meeting and Jackie Fisher, representative of Odyssey Trust Company, to act as scrutineer. I have received a confirmation from Odyssey Trust Company that notice of the meeting has been given to shareholders in the proper manner. Business may be transacted at this meeting if two or more persons are present, holding or representing by proxy not less than 25% of the shares entitled to vote at the meeting. The scrutineer's report has now been received, and it shows that there is a quorum of shareholders present at the meeting. I direct that the scrutineer's report will be kept by the secretary with the minutes of this meeting. I now declare that the meeting is regularly called and properly constituted for the transaction of business. We will conduct each vote by way of vote cast on the Lumi platform and those submitted by proxy. I understand that the scrutineers have tabulated all the votes received prior to voting cutoff. If you have previously voted, you do not need to vote again. By voting again, you will revoke any previous vote made prior to the voting cutoff. We will now open the voting for all of the resolutions. Voting results may be obtained from the secretary after the meeting. I direct that the scrutineer's report on all matters be annexed to the minutes of this meeting as a schedule. I would first like to present the financial statements for the year ended December 31st, 2021. These are located on the Lumi dashboard page and are available electronically on Baytex's website. The next item of business is the election of directors. In accordance with Baytex's advance notice bylaw, the individuals nominated for election as directors at this meeting are the persons named as nominees in Baytex's information circular. They are Mark Bly, Trudy Curran, Don Rapp, Edward LaFaire, Jennifer Mackey, Gregory Melchin, David Pierce, and Steve Reynish. I would just remind everyone that voting for all resolutions is open. The next item of business is the appointment of auditors.
I, Rod Gray, move that KPMG LLP be appointed auditors of Baytex until the next annual meeting or until their successor is appointed, and that their remuneration as such be fixed by the Board of Directors.
I, James McLean, second the motion.
The next item of business is the advisory vote on executive compensation.
I, Rod Gray, move that the non-binding advisory resolution concerning Baytex's approach to executive compensation as set forth in Baytex's information circular be approved.
I, James McLean, second the motion.
The next item of business is the vote to approve unallocated share awards under the Share Award Incentive Plan.
I, Rod Gray, move that the resolution to approve the unallocated awards under Baytex's Share Award Incentive Plan, as set out in Baytex's information circular, be approved.
I, James McLean, second the motion.
Have any comments or questions been submitted by a registered shareholder or proxy advisor?
Mr. Chairman, no questions have been submitted.
As voting has been enabled for all previous motions, if a shareholder has not voted yet, please do so. We will close the voting shortly. Voting is now closed. Please give us one moment while we confirm the results. I have been advised by the scrutineers that all resolutions have been approved by more than the requisite majority and that those nominated have been duly elected as the directors of Baytex. I declare the motions carried and the nominees for the Board of Directors elected. Detailed voting results will be press released within 48 hours. I would now entertain a motion that the meeting be terminated.
I, Rod Gray, move that this meeting be terminated.
I, James McLean, second the motion.
I declare this meeting terminated. And again, for an update on our recent results, I would encourage you to dial in to our Q1 conference call, which is being held tomorrow, April 29th at 9 a.m. Mountain Time.
Mr. Chair, if I might just interject, we did have one question posted. They are asking, when will the Q1 results be released? And the Q1 results have been press released just prior to the meeting commencing.
Yeah,
they are available on the Baytex website.
Thank you. And as I was saying, there will be a conference call to review those results tomorrow morning at 9, and the details for that call are available on the Baytex website. And with that, let me thank you for attending this year's shareholder meeting.